Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Shmiras HaLashon class learning on Tu B'Shvat. I don't know what it feels like. It doesn't feel like the birthday set for anything for the trees. It just feels freezing and everything is very dormant. I will begin with the Tfilah Al HaDibur, please, on the inside front flap. Inside front flap. Ribono shel olam, yei ratzon fanecha, arachem v'chanan, shetezekeni hayom u'v'chol yom. Lishmar pi rishonim yilashen hara u'rechilas, v'ezahar miledaber. Afilo al yishiyachim, v'kol shekein akal yisar. O al chedek mehem, v'kol shekein l'yisvaim, el midosef shal kol shbarhu. V'ezahar miledaber, divrei shakar chanufa machlokes kaas gaiva. Onas dvarim habanas panim, v'itzanes v'chol dibur asar. Zakeni shelo v'daber kim daber hatzarich v'inyanei gufi v'nafshi v'yu kol ma'asai v'diburai l'shem shemayim amein. It's an aliyah neshama for tzvi gershom b'nei v'chan alav asham t'sham shehav an aliyah in the merit of our Torah. Soros tovos and refuas for bracha v'gaya bas rachel geta v'soch sharech alei yisal is a schus refuas shalema for kolonmis Kalman ben Bubba Kayla, Rafua Shlemu is having emergency surgery today. So we should hear Basur's Tovos for Al Kaisa. Okay, so we are on page 122, please. Okay. So we'll start from the middle paragraph. Achain, just to recap briefly, so we all are on the same page. He's talking about Churban, the Chavos Chaim is talking about Churban Beis HaMikdash, how it really destroyed the Beis HaMikdash was the sin of Sinas Chinam. The sin of Sinas Chinam is demonstrated primarily through the sin of speech. So Achain Ba'emes, Kasher Nisponon Heitim, the truth of the matter is when we'll pay close attention, Nimsa, we'll find She'avon Zeh Shehichruv HaBayis, the sin, the primary sin that destroyed Churban, Charav, the sword that cut through the Beis HaMikdash, Gam Anta Mirakeid Beinenu, even now it dances amongst us. Ba'avanosenu HaRabim, because of our great sins. V'hine Amru Chazal, the Gemara says, Masechus Yuma, Shabai Sheini, Lo Hayabo Vanoshai Mitzum, Vais Rishon, Bai Sheini, in the time of Bai Sheini, they did not have the sins of Gila Rai, Shvichas Damim, and of Avodah Zarah that were so prevalent in this time of the first Beis HaMikdash. Ki Hayabo Harbei Torah Mekayimei Mitzvos V'Yisrael, because we should know in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and we said that this is a Gemara that I so oft quote in the time period of Bein HaMitzarim, the time period of the 3 weeks, and the Gemara Pashut says, Ba'yishen mipnei macharav. The Gemara questions why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Gemara says, "Shall you oskim b'Torah mitzvos u'gemilas chasadim?" If you recall, the Gemara says that the people in the time of Ba'yisheni were osik in Torah, were osik in mitzvos, and osik in gemilas chasadim. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim paraphrases here. Allah shahayabo avon sinas chirim. They had in the time of Beis HaMikdash the sin of sinas chirim. On the meila al yedeza hayabo lashon hara achal reyu. And the fact of the matter is that if there's sinas chirim, the Mela, it's impossible that you do not have the sin of Lashon Har, one man against his friends, because you do all the rob and Midrashim, and if you look at the Midrashim, and unfortunately, we only have to look in our society today to see that this sin is still so prevalent, that man speaks negatively, whether it's about groups of people, whether it's about people in other shuls, whether it's about people of different hashkafas, it's a sin that's still unfortunately prevalent today. We do not take sins of speech seriously enough, and it's not a parasha, I'm not relating it to the parasha, but just the Aseres HaDibros are on this week's parasha. And it's interesting that the Ribbono Shel Olam, first of all, the Aseres HaDibros, the word is translated incorrectly. The phrase is translated as the Ten Commandments, which is how everybody translates it, but that's not really the translation of the Aseres HaDibros. Aseres is ten, and Dibros is utterances, or ledaber, to speak, ten declarations, if you will. But diber, the daber, is to speak. So the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world with speech. Vayomer Elokim mihi ar, vayihi ar. Hashem didn't need, by that in quotes, he didn't need to do anything. He didn't need to create the world with speech every day. Vayomer Elokim mihi rakia b'toch hamayim. Okay? Why did Hashem create everything with speech? You can't say why. What do we learn from the fact, I should say, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world with speech? And Knesset Yisrael, when we became a nation at the climax of our birth of our nationhood, the whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not only to leave national physical servitude, but to become redeemed through Torah. V'yisim li'sugula mikol ha'amim, says Ribbono Shel Olam. Atem tiyuli mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh ki mikol ha'aretz. So what was the whole point? To accept the Torah, to become refined through the precept, through the mitzvahs of Torah. And how did Hashem create his people at Har Sinai? Once again, through the power of speech. The world was created through speech, and Knesset Yisrael was created as a Torah dictation, once again through speech. Aseres HaDibros, the foundation of all Torah, called Torah, called. So as Ribbono Shel Olam teach us, that's really the mice of the question. We can't say why does Hashem do something, but we can say what does Ribbono Shel Olam want us to learn. That through speech we become creators, like the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can create worlds. The Chofetz Chaim himself says this in the Sefer the Hakdama. Klal HaDvarim B'dibuvav Shel Acham B'dibuvav Shel Adam Yachal Livra Olamo Ulahachariva. The summation of the matter is through the power of words, man can create worlds, and man can destroy worlds. Ribbono Shel Olam created the whole world through the power of speech, and then he created Knesset Yisrael, our individual nation, through the Aseres HaDibros. It could have been called Aseres HaMitzvos. It's not. So when we say Ten Commandments, it's really an erroneous translation of what these declarations were. Once again, through the power of speech, Hashem ennobled us, enabled us, refined us, and elevated us. And that's really our tafkid. It is to continue to create through the power of speech. Okay, so unfortunately, says the Chafetz Chaim, Mela Ayadeza Haya Bo Lashon Hara Acharav Re'eiv V'Kayadul the Rabbi Midrashim, something that I've spoken about before, just that when he says Haya Bo Lashon Hara Acharav Re'eiv, I've spoken about this many times in different venues, that there are different words for friends in Hebrew, Chaver, Yadid, and Re'ah. Here he says Achar al Re'ehu. It's very interesting because Chaver is from Chibur, Chabura. Yidid is beloved. And then there's Re'ehu. So you can't help but notice that the shorash of Re'ehu is Ra. Vahafta l'Re'acha kamocha. We're coming up to Mishpatim in next week's Parsha. It's full of mitzvos between Adam l'Chaveru. And the common, very frequent used term is Re'ehu. Even this week's Parsha, Losachmod. Losachmod, Beis Re'acha, Eishas Re'acha, Vadocha, Maro, V'sharo, V'chol, Asher l'Re'acha, Beis Re'acha, Kol Asher l'Re'acha. So it's interesting. Why the Re'acha? And furthermore, why vahafta l're'acha kamocha, yedid chaver. So who remembers what I've said, or you think? You remember? You don't want to say it. You're smiling. I don't know what that means. Okay, so it all goes back to vahafta l're'acha kamocha. Amar Rabbi Kiva zakal gadol b'tar perik yates of kedoshim. You all know this. Sefer Vayikra. So you don't need to be commanded to love your chaver. And you don't need to be commanded to love your yadid. Your yadid is your most beloved. And either dodi v'dodi li. You don't need to be commanded to love your chaver, your chabura, your chibur. It's from chibur. But the re'echa, the one, what does it mean, root word ra? You perceive some deficiency in that person. You perceive some annoyance in that person. You perceive something that gets on your nerves about that person. That's who you have to be commanded to love. You don't have to be commanded to love the yadid. You don't have to be commanded to love your chaver. You naturally love your yadid and your chaver. When it comes to re'echa, the Ribbono Shel Olam says that person's a Jew, and even if they get on your nerves, and even if you don't see eye to eye, and even if you're hashkafically different, v'haftol the re'acha kamocha, the one who is your re'ah, your reish ayin, it is he you have to, you are commanded to love. If you look in Parshas Mishpatim, you will see in next week's Parsha how often when damages are done one man to another, and the root word for friend is re'ah or re'ehu. And that relates to the Seres HaDibros very well. It answers our question. Lo sachmod eishas re'acha, beis re'acha, v'chol asher re'ehu. You wouldn't be tachmod, you would not covet or desire the wife of your chaver. And you wouldn't covet or desire the wife of your yadid. You would be happy for that person. But re'acha, somebody who you have some beef with, someone who is negative in your eyes, it's not as hard to covet what that person is. So I just think it's interesting that the Chafetz Chaim says, Haya bo lashon hara achad al re'ehu. If you truly love someone like you love your deed, you're not really running to talk lashon hara about that person. But if you perceive some negativity in that person, then the maisa, we justify the sin of speaking negatively to that person or about that person. But lefiza gam ata, okay? Also today, Lefiza, according to this, i.e., based on what brought down the Beis Hamikdash, Gam Ata, you know, also now, Sheha Avon Hazem Matsui Beinenu Me'od, this sin, the sin of transgressing Shemir Salashan, is very prevalent amongst us, Bekulanu, amongst all of us. So there's no one who can stand up and say, it's not me. Bekulanu. Avonoseinu harabim, because of our great sins. V'av shebevadai hatmimim ein over in bezeh bitmidus. So it's true, the pure ones, okay, are not over in bitmidus. Tmidus comes from the word tamid. They're not over this always and consistently. They're not a mesaprash, and they're not a balash, and a chas v'sham. You should think, says the Chafetz Chaim, that a pure person is over on this all the time. Achem b'mikra bevadai matzoi zeh b'kulanu. However, mikra means from time to time. This sin is found amongst all of us. Now, that's very sobering. It's very sobering. If the Chafetz Chaim includes himself, Rachman al-Islan, in this, so it's very sobering. He doesn't say we're a fault. He says we are all a fault. Kamosh Amri Chasalik Lamar says in Bava Asra, Ruban begazal, the majority, many sins are because of gazal, theft. Umiutim ba'arayus, and a small fraction of sins are due to arayus, inappropriate behavior and relations, v'kula b'lashon hara. All sins have in them some aspect of lashon hara. But keep in mind, as we said so many times in this class, we've explored so many aspects and facets. It's not just lashon hara. It could be kas, it could be gaiva, it could be onasvarim, it could be halbanas panim. So when we say that every sin has within it some aspect of lashon hara, it's not the typical translation of what we mean lashon hara. Maybe that sin is kas, maybe it has leitzanus, maybe it has onasvarim. To be clear, when the Gemara says that all sins have to do with Lashon Hara, talking about Avak Lashon Hara, which really translates as the dust of Lashon Hara. So it might not be Pashat Arai Lashon Hara, but it's associated, or it's kicked off from the dust of Lashon Hara. Yadu HaMashakas of Haramba. Halavai Shaniya Nitzolim Lashon Hara Atzmo. Halavai, would that we be saved from Lashon Hara itself? So we're all guilty of Avak Lashon Hara. Halavai, we should be saved from Lashon Hara itself. How can we advocate for somebody else? If everybody is chayv on lashon hara, if everyone is over in some aspect of lashon hara, how can we be an advocate? Maybe this literally means what? An interpreter. Yosef and the brothers. Maybe this literally means an interpreter. Okay, it's very beautiful, by the way, when you consider that you tell someone that the neshama should be a melitz yasher. So what are you really saying?
Maybe interpret your actions.
Exactly. Exactly right. That the neshama should interpret. That's exactly right. I was there. I know how hard it is to be a human being and interpret your actions for the positive. That's exactly right. So the Gemara says in Maseches Yerushalmi, Kol Dar Shel, you all know this. Kol Dar Shel Lo Nivna Beis Hamikdash B'Yamav Kilu Necho B'Yamav. So we can say, you know, my daughter is just studying for her midterm today, her Chumash midterm, and she's learning Parsha Shlach. She learned the whole Parsha Shlach, and that's what the midterm was on. So that was the first sin of Lashon Hara. It was the first sin of Lashon Hara. Mm-hmm. And we all know Perek Yadalad Pasuk Aleph. Vayishvu ha'am, vativku ha'am b'layla hazeh. 1 second. Vatisukol ha'edo v'yidnu eskolam. Vayivku ha'am b'layla hazeh. And the Gemara says, atem v'chisem b'chir shachinim, and yikoveh lechem b'chir ador. So the first korban that ever befell our people was a sin of Meraglim. What was a sin of Meraglim? A sin of Lashon Hara. They spoke slander about the land, as if it were possible. And therefore, kol dor shel nivna beisim l'shbiyam of kilu necho biyam. So we shouldn't think we're so clean. We shouldn't think we're so holy if we're still waiting for the basin mikdash to be rebuilt. So what does that mean? We're what?
We don't deserve it.
But we don't deserve it because why? We're still guilty. We're still guilty. Batam pasha. Simple. Because those sins that caused the destruction, then osan avonus garmim gam atak. You know, the same sins that delay, that push off the building of the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, it's not built. We're not letting it be built. It's not that Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for us. No, it's not that we're waiting for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's that the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for us. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi met Melech HaMashiach, Eliyahu Navi, in the marketplace, and he said to him, when are you coming? And he said, Hayom. So he said, Hayom. So he said, Hayom im b'kol tishmu. Yes, I'm coming today if you listen to the voice of Ribbono Shel Olam. So I was trying to think of a way to relate this learning to Tu B'Shvat. I wanted to give some Devei Chizuk related to Tu B'Shvat. I was in Eretz Yisrael 2 times recently in the past 5 or 6 years for Tu B'Shvat. Past 5 or 6 years for Tu B'Shvat. It does not compare to Tu B'Shvat and Chasar. It's a mamish, does not compare. But I was trying to think of some Devei Chizuk, and I was thinking that Tu B'Shvat is the planting and the sprouting of the trees, right? So the scholars is finally over, but Ezra Hashem should be very soon and in our days, immediately in our days. Well, say all that work, all that planting, all that soil, we're learning about it in Shari class, the turning over of the dirt, the etter, all that work was not for naught. It looks like the trees are dead, but there's really life, there's tremendous life, and that's gonna look like when the Geula finally comes. I think it was such a long winter, it was a cold winter, the trees were bare and nothing was giving fruit, but we'll see how beautifully everything sprouts, and we'll understand that all that dormancy was necessary for the ultimate Geula. But the Chavetz Chaim is really teaching us, it's up to us. It's not that we're waiting for Hashem. Why is Hashem taking so long? It's really Hashem saying, why are we taking so long? So I'm not sure. It's really why we're taking so long. V'im kein bevadai min ha'emes v'atzedek mechuyavin anu lehischazek b'kol cholchenu l'saken ha'cheid hazeh. So the truth of the matter is, and the righteousness of the matter is, we are mechuyav, we are obligated to be mechazek with all of our strength, and we're trying so hard. We're trying so hard here, Alyssa, we're trying so hard. A few years, I still find I'm nechshah. I still find that from time to time. I'm Ichshah, it's very frustrating, it's very upsetting, it's very aggravating, you try so hard. You're trying, b'kol kochenu, l'sakin echeza, to fix this sin. If we could only perceive that each sin of Lashon Hara pushes the Geula farther. Again, when I say Lashon Hara, I don't only mean Lashon Hara. I mean chanufa, mechlokes, kas, gaiva, nastorim, habanas, parim, leitzanis, v'chodi, b'asar. If we could only perceive somehow that every sin makes the field that we have to plow even bigger, makes the winter more barren, makes the spring even more far away. So we wouldn't be nichshal. Kadesha yivna beha mikdash v'yachzor kavod Hashem amakomo. Not only will the base of mikdash be rebuilt, but the kavod of Hashem will be returned to its place. V'hinei anu amin b'chol yom. And we say every day, zeki livan ve'yihu. Oh, this is a pasuk from where? I forgot. It's a puzzle from Mishawa.
Right.
It's last week's parasha. Mm-hmm. It's Oz Yashir. We say it every single day, and it was last week's parasha. And Targum Unkus is very beautiful on that. Zeh Keli Vanvei. First of all, Zeh indicates you actually see something. So when Kaisho said, Zeh Keli Vanvei, this is my God, and I will exalt him, it doesn't only mean it's not a... That's not a metaphor. Literally, Zeh means when Hashem said to Moshe, Chodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodesh, and Mishan Lachem Mechad Sheyashana, Parakir Beis, Pasuk Aleph through Beis, Rosh Chodesh, in Parshas Bo. So, Chodesh Hazel Lachem, he could have just said, Chodesh Lachem, what's Zeh? What's your Zeh Keli Vanvehu? Zeh indicates you see something. This is a bottle of water, meaning I see it. Mm-hmm. Not able, do you understand? This, mm-hmm. I see it. Good morning, welcome. Come in where it's warm. I know. It's warm and it's warm from Torah. Good morning. So what does Zeh mean? This meaning you can see something. When Hashem told Moshe the laws of Kashrus, also we have the term Zeh because Moshe was confused about the laws. Hashem showed him the animals. So Zeh Keli Va'anvehu, so Rashi says, Bikvodo Nigla Aleihem. He revealed himself in his glory to them. V'haya Marin also Be'etzba. In other words, they could see with a finger. Is the door open?
I don't know.
I yes, feel.
It is.
We all feel. Okay?
I felt it on my feet also.
It's the day when you think, oh no, do I have to go out today? A Baruch Hashem, we're very lucky that it's not like this all winter. Okay. It's not Edmonton.
It's all Edmonton.
Okay.
All Edmonton.
Baruch Hashem. V'kvodo nigla aleihem. He revealed himself to them in his glory. V'haya marino so be'etzba. They would point, kaviyachos, if such a thing were possible. Not like we perceive Hashem in nature. Some level of nevuah, which is very clear. This is Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, Chazal famously say, which you have all heard, Rasa Shivcha al Hayam, Mashalo Ra'u Nevi'im. You've all heard that Ma'amah Chazal. The Shivcha, the simple maidservant on the sea, saw what Nevi'im did not see because they clearly saw the Kavod of Hashem. However, Targum Unkos has a beautiful interpretation of this pasuk. Dain eloka va'anvei lei makdasha. Zeh keli va'anvei. This is my God and I will exalt him. Dain eloka, is this what he gives you? Yeah? Oh, it's in your sefer, ladies. Dain eloka, you could understand that. This is my God. Ve'evne lei makdasha. What does that mean? Ve'evne from binyan. And I will build for him a mikdash. Targum Unkus concludes. I'm just going to tell you then the pasuk. The pasuk concludes with Elokei Avi, the God of my father, Va'aro Memenu, and I will exalt him. Unkus says in continuation of this idea, this is my God. I will build from a mikdash. Eloka Da'ava Sai. This is the God of my father. Ve'Eplach Kadmihu. Palach for Targum Unkus is worship. So Targum Unkus says I will worship before him. So Zekei Vanve Elokei Avi Va'aro Memenu means, according to Targum Unkus, which is not a translation of the Torah, but rather an interpretation of the Torah. Dein Elokai ve'evnei le'makdasha. This is my God. I will build for him a temple, a house of worship. Elokai de'avahasai, the God of my fathers. Ve'eplach kadmuhu. I will worship before him. So why is the Chavetz Chaim bringing us this pasuk from Parshas Bashach? What's he saying? Harei dechol achal misra mishabed es atzma u'mishtoke kuvnos beis mikdash lishmo. Every person should be trying to build a beis mikdash. It's not so pasha. If you say every day, zekei vanveil, okay, avir menu. So as Targum Unkus say, this is my God, I will build for him a base mikdash, and this is my God, and I will worship before him. So are you just saying those words, or are you actually trying to build a base of mikdash? And if you're actually trying to build a base of mikdash, then the tool is to reverse not only the sins of Bayisheni, but to reverse the sins of the Chet HaMeraglim, to reverse the sins of the Dar HaMidbar, to reverse the Lashon Hara and the acceptance of the Lashon Hara of the people. So I want to share something beautiful with you. I mentioned that my daughter was studying for her midterm, her Chumash midterm in Parshas Shlach. So she pointed out something beautiful to me yesterday. She came to show me one of the Parshim, and I think it really relates. So what you have to internalize is that each word that we hold back from speaking negative, and again, this isn't just vis-a-vis people in the community, by the way, and it's not vis-a-vis people in different shuls, it's not vis-a-vis different factions of dues and different hashkafas, which is so common that people will talk about the way the these people do it, you know, we use labels, the chassim do it like this, the modern do it like this, the yeshivish do it like this, I don't know what else is there. The super yeshivish do it like this. I don't know, the modern orthodox, the conservatives, we're always talking about other groups, other people, other labels. Besides that, we have to understand this applies also to the people that we're nearest and dearest to, the peoples in our homes, our close friends. It's a sin, like the Gemara tells us, the Lashon Hara is prevalent in every sin. So when we hold back from saying a negative word, when you're able to overcome, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, and you don't say it. So you get schar from mitzvah. Okay, so it's not only not saying it didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash further, but you're actually rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. You understand what I'm saying? It's not just when you give a compliment or positive speech that you're rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash and undoing the sin, but actually holding back is equal to a mitzvah. So I'm going to show you beautiful, beautiful, beautiful pshat of the Ruach Chaim HaKadosh that my daughter pointed out to me. Okay, so we're in Parsha Shlach, which if we're talking about Churban Beis HaMikdash, this is the original Churban Beis HaMikdash. We already quoted Perek Yedalet, Pasuk Aleph, Matisu Kala Eda, Vayitnu Eskolam, everybody's crying, Vayivkuam Balayla Uluam, what does Hashem say? You cry for no reason, I'll give you something to cry about. Hashem says, cry, so these people are going to die in the desert. If they will see the land that I swore to the forefathers, okay. The Avdi Kalev. Okay, this is Perek Yudalat Pasuk Avdal. Va'avdi Kalev, my servant Kalev, Ekev Haisa Ruach Acheras Imo, because there was a different spirit in him. We know that the two who did not sin were Kalev and Yoshua. Va'yimalei Acharai, he followed after Hashem. We know Kalev did not speak Lashonar. Va'viyosiv El Ha'aretz, I will bring him to land. Asher Basham, that he is coming to. Vizaro V'yorishen, and his children will inherit. So what's the schar for Yoshua and Kalev? Yoshua is going to lead the people in Eretz Yisrael. He's not going to die with the Dor HaMidbar. And Kalev also is going to be rewarded, and he will enter the land, and his children will inherit the land. So the Or HaChaim is so beautiful here. Tzarich Ladas, one second, no. The Avdi Kalev. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, Tzarich Ladas, so it's the same thing, Tzarich Ladas. You have to know why. Lama lo hizker, ela Kalev, lo Yoshua. First of all, when the Pasuk says, Avdi Kalev, Eik of Haiser Ruach Acheresimo, because he had a different spirit in him. So what's the question? Why does it only mention and not Yeshua? Didn't Yeshua also not sin? Gam kavanas amru haisa ruach acheras imo. What does it actually mean that he had a ruach acheras with him? Interesting lashon, right? What would you think it means according to the Shach? Before I tell what the Aruch Chaim says, how would you possibly interpret that? What do you think the Torah must be saying? He had a different
positively about Eretz Yisrael.
A different
positive.
He had a different spirit. I.e., he saw the positive, whereas everyone else saw the negative. Okay. Gam, okay. Gam, what does it mean, vayimalei acharai? Okay. Achim Pirusha Kasuf Al Derech Bal Zeh HaDerech V'Avdi Kalif. Okay. Why is he called Avdi? Okay. Who Akev? Because of what? Sachar. The reward that he had a different spirit in him. Ready? Why was Yehoshua saved from not being in the Atzah Samaraglim? Why was Yehoshua saved? Who remembers? From not being in the Atzah Samaraglim.
Did he get a bracha from Moshe?
Oh, Moshe davened for him. It's interesting you said get a bracha. That's so interesting they use that lashon. Because what it was actually is that Moshe davened for him. And by our bar mitzvah, Rabbi Willig, my husband told me, in one of his speeches, didn't say I give you a bracha, but he said my tefillah for you is. It's interesting that you just said Yeshua got a bracha. It's actually hit palal alav. So Yeshua was davened for, okay? Tfilas Moshe hitzaltu mi yetzahara. Why was Yeshua saved? Because Moshe davened, saving from the yetzahara. He was saved from the powers of the spies that he should not be persuaded. Masha'ein kein kalif. However, did Moshe daven for kalif? No, not that we know of. He did not have a kav. She nichnas begeder sakanas yetzer hara. What did he just say about Kalev?
He entered
the Masha ain came Kalev. Kalev Moshe did not have the same from the Atzah Saragam. Yoshua's name was Hoshea bin Nun. He became Yoshua. Rashi says in the list of Meraglim, Perikud Gimel, she's pala alav, kaya shiacha me Atzah Saragam. What about Kalev? What does it mean, haisa ruach acheres imo? What do you think it means now?
The Yitzhar didn't have...
What?
The Yitzhar wasn't sholit over...
I can't hear you.
The Yitzhar wasn't ruling over a Kalev?
No, the Yitzhar almost
did.
He,
right, he did have, because it wasn't like Yehoshua. He
he was not like Yehoshua.
Right, that he... Maybe he had that you know, spirit that he could have been swayed along,
oh,
and somehow he overcame.
Oh, Masha ain kain Kalev, not like Kalev, i.e. the tefillah of Moshe did not save Kalev from the Yetzer Hara, from the power of persuasion of the Meraglim, because Moshe didn't daven for him. She nichnas begeder sakanas Yetzer Hara. Kalev entered into the, how do you translate, the geder, the fence of the aura of the environment of, he entered into the tentacles of the Yetzer Hara. Bechevraso harishaa, the chevra of bad, and a bad spirit overtook him to almost persuade him to sin. Wow. And the raya, the proof of this is shahalach v'nish tatach al kivro sa'avos. The proof is that he himself went to the kivro of the avos to daven for himself. So what does that mean? He understood that he was at a very weak moment. He needed help from zchus avos. He needed help from someone much greater than himself. He understood that eikav haisa ruach acheres imo does not mean he did not only sin. It means he was in the gather of sin to be with. This is Nami. Please look up the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. I'm not making this up. It's Perek Yudalet, Pasuk of Dalet in Bamidbar. Right? I'm reading it to you and translating it. Vatechal alav ruach ra'ala pa'amo. V'arai shahalach v'nishtatach al kivros ha'avos. V'hu amur ruach acheres imo. Av al pi kain, even though he had a different spirit, avdi kalev, ekav haisaruach acheresimo, my servant kalev, even though he had a different spirit in him, i.e. to be persuaded. You know, everyone's talking lashon hara. So what's it so easy to do when you're at the wedding and everyone at the table is talking lashon hara? When you're at a Shabbos table and everyone's talking lashon hara, what's it so easy to do? Join the crowd. His spirit was different than the spirit of Yoshua. Yoshua was saved because of Moshe's tefillas. Nevertheless, vayimalei acharai. Nevertheless, perush hishlich achar ritzon hishlim. I'm sorry, hishlim shalim hishlim achar ritzon uyisparach. Even though he had a different spirit, what did he ultimately do?
Overcame.
He overcame the negativity vayimalei achar, and that's the greatest gadlus of a tzaddik.
Why did Moshe daven for them all?
Why specifically for Yoshua? Why did Moshe just daven for everybody?
For all the miraglim that were going.
That's an interesting question. Why did he daven for everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Yoshua, we know, was his Talmud Muvhaf by the time of...
I know, but you know, they're all going out for Klai Yisrael.
Okay, by the time of Matan Torah, it's Yehoshua who waits in the tent for Moshe. Yoshua Mesharsav lo yamush mitocha ohal. Why didn't he daven for everybody?
We could have been saved this time.
Sifsei Chachamim asks, Kasha, lama hispalal al Yeshua velo al Kalif? Sifsei Chachamim, back in Yud Gimel, when Rashi says, Moshe davens for Yeshua, he says, why did he daven for Yeshua and not Kalif? Which is really what this Aruch Chaim is teaching us. Lo kashaya, it's not a question. Dignai gadol yesh la'adam shatalmido eino kahogen. So the Sifsei Chachamim is saying, why did he specifically daven for Yeshua? Because he was his Talmud Mufak. Because it's a big gnai. How would you translate gnai? Embarrassment? Mm-hmm. Disparagement? It's a big disparagement for a person when his student is not acting appropriately. Very nice. Okay, beautiful. One second. Let's just finish this. Sifsei Chachamim to explain. Sifsei Chachamim is in essence asking your question. Why did he daven for Yeshua and not for who? This is Sifsei Chachamim Zayin to Rashi Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Tes Zayin. That's where Rashi says, Hispalo Alav Kayush Echem Yatzisam Raglam. So Sifsei Chachamim says, so the Taka, it's Akasha. Why did he daven for Yeshua and not for Kalev? Which is in essence what you're asking. Why did he only daven for Yeshua? One second. So Sifsei Chachamim says what I had suggested. It's not really a kasha, he says. Why? It's a gnai gadol, a big embarrassment or disparagement or a negative when a person's Talmud does not act appropriately. People will say about him, oh, look what he learned from his Rebbe. If he would not have learned that from his Rebbe, he would not act like that. Chaman Hatzam, that's what people say about children. Mm-hmm. They did not learn that in their parents' home. They would not act like that. So a Rebbe and a Talmud are like a father-son. So he davened for Yeshua because, like I said, he was his Talmud Mufak. Yeshua narlo yomush mitocha ohel. Yeshua is the one who waited for him. Yeshua is the Talmud Mufak. Therefore, Moshe put an extra tefillah, just like a parent davens for all of Klal Yisrael. A maisa, a parent davens a little bit of an extra measure for their children. It's a big night when the child goes out into the street. And what do people say? If they wouldn't have learned that at home, they wouldn't be talking like that. Does that answer your question?
A little bit. I mean, not I just
really. Feel. Right. Yes, I know.
All of Klal Yisrael was a leader for all of Klal Yisrael.
But he was still the Rabbi Muvak to Yeshua. Yes, and I think if you bring it down to the level of parent and children, it's not difficult to understand. We daven for all Klal Yisrael. I don't believe that there's anybody here who only davens for themselves and their family. It's not possible. Exactly. It's not possible. Natano Felber, I just got an update from someone who knows the family well. Natano Ilan Beshena Tzipora, who was shot in the head in the terror attack December 13, 2018, when two other soldiers were killed, is still in a coma. He still needs tefillos. He still needs that we should not forget about him. We should storm Shemayim for Rachmim. Natano Ilan Beshena Tzipora. There's nobody here who only davens for themselves. Well, a maisa, a parent puts in a little bit more of a tear for their children. It's not a bad thing. It's the nature of the world. So Yoshua was his spiritual child.
I know, but before anyone, like, I know when there's a war going on, if I have a nephew or somebody going into, I definitely daven that he should be protected, but I say that all the chayelim should be protected, so.
Okay, this is what the Sifsei Chachamim says. I definitely hear it. I understand. There could be another, again, that's not al-raga, that's only one answer because I didn't anticipate the question, so I didn't prepare or look up other mefarshim. Interesting that we did find one answer still addressing
like
the question.
Maybe I'm thinking, just my own thinking, maybe Yeshua Dafka came over to Moshe and asked him to daven for him.
Okay, as the Talmud to the Rabbi, could be.
Right.
Okay, let's go back to this because I want to make sure we finish this Aruch Chaim. It's a beautiful Aruch Chaim. We're having a whole different outlook here. Kalev actually was almost nichshal. He was in the eights of the meragim, and he felt he needed. He was so weak that that's why he went to Kivrei Avos. He said, "I can't do this myself. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, you better help me. I feel I'm almost nichshal." That's what ruach acheres imo means. Aval pi kein, what a gibor. A gibor chayil vayimalei achray perush hishlim shalem. He became complete achar ritzon yisparach. V'diktek lomar b'derech zeh letzad sheyesh b'adam shnei. Listen to this. Please listen to this. V'diktek lomar b'derech zeh letzad. What is that?
Someone coming in.
Okay. Just I could ignore it. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Letzad sheyesh b'adam. Oh, shnei yo atzin. Okay. Listen, ladies. There is in man shnei yoatzin. How would you translate that? What's a yoatz? An advisor. So what's he really talking about? We have two advisors. What does it mean? What do we call that? Two yatzers. Exactly. You should know that in every man there are two yoatzin. Yoatz ra. There's a, what we call the Yetzer Hara, the bad advisor. Yoetz Tov, and the good advisor, Lalachas Acharei Hashem. The good advisor tells you to go after Hashem. V'hu Hishlim Umila Acharei Chelak Hashem. And Kalev was able to go after the Yoetz Tov and to go after the portion of Hashem. Okay. Oh, and then the Orach Chaim quotes and says, and why do you think this is so relevant dafka to our learning right now? Because we're talking about building Beis Hamikdash, and I want to impart for all of us the take-home lesson that it's not. Okay, if we chas v'sham are nichshal in Shmir Salashon, again, all the components of Shmir Salashon, so we're destroying the Beis Hamikdash. We can say they destroy the Beis Hamikdash, I destroy the Beis Hamikdash. When I meet Eliyahu and Avi in the marketplace and I say, when's Mashiach coming? And he says, today, when you listen to Hashem, he's talking to me. But what if I give a compliment? Then I'm clearly building the Beis Hamikdash. What if I hold back? What madrega is holding back? You understand the question? You were nichshal, you continued the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. You gave a compliment, you gave positive speech, you built somebody up, you were Borei Olam, Aseres HaDibros. Okay, so you built a Beis Hamikdash. What if you're not Nechshal and you don't compliment, you're just quiet, you hold back from doing a negative? V'zehu Aderech Amram Zal. This is like the Gemara says, Maseches Kedushin Lamed Tes Ayin Beis. I'm still quoting the Amad Beis. I'm still quoting the Orach Chaim. Misha Ba Aveira Liyado V'nitzal Mimenu Nosnin lo schar ka'osem mitzvah. I'm going to repeat it. Misha ba aveira liyado. Kalev had the opportunity, the aveira of Lashon Hara was in his hand. V'nitzal mimeno. He is saved from being nechshal in that aveira. Nosnin lo schar. What's your reward?
Mitzvah.
Ka'osem mitzvah. It's not just that you held back. It's actually counted as if you did a mitzvah. V'zeh eino b'Yoshua. Ki lo haisa ruach acharesimo la'atosa miderach haseichel ki Moshe mano. This is not what happened to Yoshua. Yoshua did not sin, but it's not that he came into the gedder, like the lashon of the Orach Chaim of sin, and then he held back. He never even was tempted to sin. Why? Because Moshe davened for him. V'yesh koch b'tfilas ha-tzadikim gam l'vchinezot. The tefillah of Moshe, the tzaddik, saved Yoshua. So he was never in the gedder of, oh, I'm almost sinning, according to the Yoetz Ra, and now I hold back. Therefore, Al Kein Zacha Kalev Sheikare Eved Hashem Kimoshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashem. Who's called the Eved Hashem? I'm going to repeat this pasuk. It's so beautiful. Perik Yedal Pasuk Chavdad Va'avdi Kalev. It doesn't just say V'Kalev Eikev Haisa Ruach Acheres Pimo. He gets the highest compliment. What's the highest compliment? Eved Hashem. Va'yama Shemoshe Eved Hashem. What's Moshe's Torah on his matzevas, proverbial matzeva, which we don't really have? What's his greatest Torah? He brought the man, not in this order. He fought a Malik. He brought the Makos. He led the people to freedom. He was the Mashaliach who brought his Torah. What's his greatest Torah? Eved Hashem. What's Kalev called? Eved. V'avdi Kalev. Why is he my servant? Oh, Ekev Haisaruach Acheresimo, because he was almost Nichshal, because he wanted to sin, because he listened to the Yoetz Ra, but he stopped himself and he realized Hashem. He went to Kivrei Avos and he said, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, I need your help. I can't do this myself. Vayimalei Acharai. And he was able to overcome. Therefore, he was Zocha, Kalev Sheikare Eved Hashem, like who? Kimosha. Look at the madriga he reached. The madriga of who? Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashem. Because someone who holds back from sin is considered like he did a mitzvah. Yoshua doesn't have that tzchus. Why not? He never had the taiva to sin. So what we're learning is, so first of all, this is all talking about the sin of Lashon Hara. Do we all realize that? This whole topic of Kalev is talking about he was almost nichshon in which sin? It's a land that consumes its inhabitants. The people are giants. Lo nuchal aros. V'sinas Hashem utzianu meretz Mitzrayim. The whole sin that he held back from was the sin of not being shomer pivu l'shanam lashon hara, that he did hold back from. But it's even more godless. It's a deeper understanding of the avdus of Kalev. It's not stum that he didn't speak lashon hara. He almost did. The fact that he didn't propels him to an even higher madriga. It's as if he did a mitzvah and he gets the Torah of Eved Hashem. Not too many, says Orach Chaim, him and Moshe Rabbeinu. One second. The Archaim goes on to say that Hashem then promised him that he'll come to the land. The Archaim then goes on to say, I'm going to paraphrase it because we're running out of time. The Archaim says that he was 40 years old at this time. So if he was 40 years old, he was exactly the age. They're going to spend 40 years in the desert, right? Anyone from the age of 20 to 60 is going to, die in the desert. He's 40, so what should happen to him if he was in the Gzeres of the Meraglim? He should die also. Not only will he die, he'll live to the age of 80. He's 40. There's 40 years in the desert. That means by the time the Gzeres is over, he's going to be 80 years old. Nevertheless, even though he was promised 40 years of life, Mashalo nase lushum tzaddik ba'olam, what is not done for any tzaddik in the world. I once read a great var. Somebody went to the doctor, and the doctor guaranteed him, you have 3 months to live. So he was very upset, 3 months to live. So he went to his rebbe, and he says, the doctor told me I have 3 months to live. So the rebbe said, 3 months? I don't guarantee anybody one day. So even though he was guaranteed 40 years, mashalo nase lushum tzaddik ba'olam, nevertheless, he was still an eved, meaning, even though he knew he had a promise of 40 years of life, lo yizar achar me'avodas Hashem l'tzad sh'arach yom kitzo. He still didn't stray from his avodas Hashem. He was guaranteed 40 years. Hashem does not lie. So Hashem said, you're going to live 40 years. So what could he have said now?
I could do whatever I want.
Oh, he took the words out of my mouth. I could do whatever I want. I have 40 years to live. It's longer than anybody else in this generation. None of the men here are going in except for me and Yoshua, so I'll live for 40 years. I'll do whatever I want. No, says Zohar Chaim, he was a true Eved Hashem, because even though he was guaranteed Arichus Yamim and Arichus Shanma, way past what everybody else was guaranteed in that generation, nevertheless, he did not do whatever he wanted. Nevertheless, he stayed. Lo Yizar Achar Me'avad Hashem. He did not turn away from Avad Hashem. Let Sach Arachim keep. So even though his days and his years were lengthened, what a beautiful pshat. Misheba aveira liyado v'nitzo mimenu nosin lo schar ko'osa mitzvah. V'zeh eino b'Yehoshua. Because Yehoshua did not have ruach acher. So we learned something very, very powerful based on the original sin, which brought the original Churban, which was the original sin of Lashon Hara, which led to Galus, which the Chafetz Chaim is saying in the section that we're learning on Parachesed. That's why we're still here. Why are we still here facing continuous Churban? Because we haven't rectified the sin of Lashon Hara, of sin is chinam, that brought the destruction. He's talking about Bayis Sheni, but we have to take Bayis Sheni all the way back to the original Churban, Atem B'chisam B'chil Shel Chinam, Nikovel Lechem B'chil Adoros. It was all the sin of Lashon Hara. Look at Kalev for inspiration. And I want to point out something very powerful about Kalev, which I realize this year, Parsha Shlach. There's no Nekudos in the Torah. It relates to something you said last time. 2 weeks ago, which I then quoted. I know your mother not called you, which I then quoted in many different classes. Kalev in the Sefer Torah doesn't have nekudos, obviously. So how could you read that word?
Kalev.
What's the task? What's the art of a dog?
Bark.
He barks. What does it indicate? Kalev's nature, this fits exactly with Aruch Chaim. Kalev's nature was to be one who? What does it mean, bark? Oh, you're not literally barking. It means he's always announcing what he has to announce to everyone else. How did he save himself? Ben Yefuneh. Ben doesn't only mean the son of, it means like a ben bayis, someone who turned his attitude towards Yefuneh, Yod, Pana. He saved himself from being a Kalev to becoming a Kalev because he was the son of the Hashkafa, one who is Pana to Hashem. Pana Ka. He turned himself to Hashem. So we see that it is possible, even when you've already, does everyone understand what I just said? Mm-hmm. Instead of becoming a Kalev, which he had the inherent potential, and the Aruch Chaim says, he was already Yanasher Haisa Ruach Acheres Imo. He almost sinned, but he didn't. How did he become a Kalev and not a Kalev? Ben Yefuneh, he was the son of one who turns to Hashem. Yod, Pana, someone who turns to Hashem. How? He went to the Kivrei Avos Zohar Chaim. He threw himself down on top of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and he says, please help me. B'chol yom v'yom yitzo sha'adam iskaber alo v'ilamalei kadosh baruch hu sha'ozer lo eino yachalo. And if we're in the gedder, and we manage to hold back, and we don't sin, we get schar as if we did a mitzvah, and that in itself contributes to the building of Beis HaMikdash. So I know we didn't get all this, we didn't get to this. I try. But I think we had a lot of practical Mr. Haska. I really think we had a lot of practical Mr. Haska, a lot of chizuk from Kalev. Because even Kalev, and he merits the title of Eved Hashem, was in the gather of the Yo Eitzra, and he managed to hold back. And then, Be'ezras Hashem, we should be zocha. The ultimate fruiting, I don't even know if that's a word, at Samechtar Abdach Meher Satzmiach, and the ultimate Tu B'Shvat will be celebrated with really, through our actions, we will be Zocha to finally rebuild the base of Mikdash. Halavai. Okay, any questions or comments? I barely stopped to ask if there were questions and comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting, like when you
talk out of.
When you're part of a group of people and somebody is starting, you know, saying something about, you know, and then everyone kind of agrees and all that kind of thing. So, you know, is it better to be like Kali? It seems he didn't try to change anyone's mind. It was just like he just was misguided.
But they did
himself.
When they came back. No, when they came back, he did try and change their mind. No, he
but
did.
I'm just saying those other people said what they said. It wasn't like, I mean, you know, sometimes I see some people are skilled at, you know, moving the perspective in a different direction, and others just remove themselves. You know, it's like, what should you be
you
trying
mean
to
they
do?
Tried to save themselves as opposed to trying
well,
to convince
well, like, it's big enough to just say, okay, let me not get involved in this if I can't get this train, you know.
Wait. V'yoshua ben Nun v'kalei ben Yefuna min ha-Torah mesar, it's karu b'deihem, they Torah kriya, v'yomru al kol das v'nei Yisrael. Arts asher avanu balatur, so tova ha'arts ma'od ma'od, im chafeitz banu Hashem ve'viosan ha'arts hazosu nusan alonu, arts asher yizav z'chal dvash, ach, ba'ashem al timrodu, atem al tiro. They do try and convince
people. They told the people, but did they try and tell the other Meraglim? Oh. What you mean? Like,
oh,
when
see.
There's a group of like people talking, like,
and the people, so
that,
I see what you're saying, Aishava, because what's the reaction of the people? They actually want to stone them. When they do try and defend Eretz Yisrael, then probably they actually want to stone them.
Right.
So what's
but
a better way
like
to choke?
Other Meraglim. You know, like when
so if you know you don't have a chance.
Like,
so if you know, one second, if you know that you really can't convince anybody else and it's just going to backfire, it's going to make it worse, then maybe it's better to save yourself.
Well, that's the lesson I'm taking from here. It's just remove yourself. Don't worry about like the whole thing. Cause sometimes,
if possible. If possible.
Know, you start and then they get,
like Shane Diaz said in class, that sometimes it makes worse. Oh, you think you're so religious?
Right.
Oh, you think you're so?
Why did they explain further why they think? Well, you know what I mean? Their position, they dig in further.
Right.
Like people aren't so
sometimes
willing to.
So if you think there's no hope, then remove yourself.
Right, just get out of it.
Besuras Tovas, ladies. Siyata Deshmaya.